It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, Larry McTaggart. He's the music director of the Nebraska Wind Symphony. Good morning, Larry. It's great to have you.
It is so great to be back with you.
Good to see you again, of course. Sunday, April 14th, it's the Nebraska Wind Symphony Spring Concert. Ladies' Day is the title of that one. It's 3 o'clock at Elkhorn South High School. And first, let's just talk about that venue.
Yes, it's if you've not been there or been able to go to the auditorium there, it is a beautiful, beautiful facility. That's one of the newer schools in the area. Of course, there's a new Elkhorn North High School being built, but this is Elkhorn South, which was constructed a few years ago. And their auditorium is just beautiful. And our host is Dr. Michelle Bluford, who's the director of bands there. And she's also one of our guest conductors on this program, this Ladies' Day. We're trying to feature the contributions of women to the wind band literature. We do that by featuring music of 5 different female composers, and we also have 4 different guest conductors that are female educators in the area. Dr. Bluford is one of those guest conductors.
Well, sure, and you've also got Dr. Karen Fannin, director of bands at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, as well as a featured artist on marimba, Annalyn Fassler.
Yes, Annalyn is one of our percussionists in the regular member of the Wind Symphony, and she's also a phenomenal marimba soloist, and she'll be kind of performing one of my compositions called Conversations for Marimba and Band.
And I'd like to talk about that because it's kind of exciting. So, I mean, you've performed for a long time. You've conducted. You've done these different things. But now it's something that you've written from your heart and you let go of it. And are you playing in it?
I'm conducting it.
You're conducting the band.
So I'm right up there in front with Annalyn conducting this. And it's a piece called Conversations. And what I did is I tried to structure several different small vignettes about different settings for conversations. And the original piece has 6 different movements. We're going to do 3 of them. And they're based off of situations where you talk. And one of them is called Coffee Shop Chatter. The other movement we're doing is called Visitar con Abuela, which is visit with grandmother, which you kind of imagine talking with grandmother on a nice Sunday afternoon. And the last one is Family Reunion, which is a setting of all chaotic types of conversations all happening at the same time. So it's really fun. She's playing it beautifully, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
You and I were talking before we came on the air here for this particular interview that you're also hoping to add some in the future. When you are out and about in the world, are there specific conversations or sometimes the rhythm of people talking that catches you and inspires you?
Sure. It's the similar of maybe a visual artist or a composer or anything like that. You take your inspirations from everyday life or certain situations you put yourself in. I find a lot of my inspiration comes just from driving around. Or if you're in a different place, I'd like to expand this piece up to be, 10, 12 movements because there's so many different types of conversations. I have to do one called Teenage Meltdown because those of us that have been parents have been there.
I'm just wondering what instrument is the door slam?
We could get a lot of audience participation in that one probably. So.
Interesting. Oh, that's very fascinating. And congratulations on
that
piece.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to
premiering. That's wonderful.
And sharing it.
That's just wonderful. I would like to, if you can, kind of talk about the mission. NebraskaWindSymphony.com is the place where people can go for information, not only about this concert, but how to become a part of the Wind Symphony if they so chose.
We have different types of levels of giving that you could. If you wanted to be a contributing member to the group, you could find out information about sponsoring our upcoming summer series if you'd like. If you're interested in trying to join the group, I will say that it's a little bit of a lengthy process because we have a waiting list for every one of our instruments. But a lot of our information is there. We also have a very robust Facebook presence. We're trying to get up and running on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. But I think Facebook is kind of where the majority of our information is. So be sure and friend us and check out. We keep it very updated, and there's lots of information to share.
How long have you been involved?
This is my 5th season. My journey with the Wind Symphony is kind of different. I was here in the middle 90s when I was still active duty Air Force. And then the Air Force took us away for several years, 15 years actually. And when we came back, the position with the Wind Symphony came open again. And so this is my 5th season back. And so total, I've been with them 7 out of their 42, so not that many, but it's been a great experience. I've been very, very fortunate.
That's just wonderful. Well, the again, the concert is Sunday, April 14th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Elkhorn South High School. And my guest today, Larry McTaggart, not only the music director of the Nebraska Wind Symphony, but also a composer of Conversations. A couple other pieces of music. Can you name some of the other pieces of music you'll be doing that day?
We're doing everything, like I mentioned, 5 pieces are by female composers, including Cedar Canyon Sketches, Maiden Voyage, Early Light, Chasing Sunlight, which is a beautiful piece by Canadian composer Kate Nishimura. And we're also featuring a special video multimedia tribute to female veterans. It's about an 8-minute tribute with video and stuff like that, so it's really... We're looking forward to it. Please drop by.
More information available at NebraskaWindSymphony.com. We join Morning Edition in progress.